The first priority for this ministry is about this new disease, coronavirus, which are already, and you may have earlier on when Dr. Makur, Undersecretary, told you that I started even before I came to the office about this problem of coronavirus. So that will be the priority. And yesterday also, I represented some case about this, how we're going to, what they called, to help our people. But that one is something was to do with a financial. So I put in the request already, and yesterday we were told to go and work out the project with Dr. Makur. So we went and had a meeting with the Vice Hussein, what they call Hussein Adalbade. I and Undersecretary Makur, we are going to go through what we agreed yesterday, and tomorrow I'm going to what they call to hand it in again to the Council of Ministers for the approval of resources. This is what I could tell you, and this is going to be the priority. We are also in talking with a donor, you know, some partner donors about this coronavirus. And this is what I could say.
Okay, you said a space. Are you going to construct a space where, for example, if other people who comes from outside, they'll first go and stay in that particular area until that duration of time elapses, then they continue staying with other people?
Yeah, this is what we have done already. That is a place, places. We put the people as a quarantine, you know, to contain them. So the places, really, we have to create the places. For example, like what happened before when the China had it. The China built the hospital for 7 days or for 8 days to be ready. This is what I meant by the places. So we already had a place like John Garang Infection, what they call, disease center, which is really can contain 30 patients, and that one is not enough. So we have to be looking around another way to have a place in any area so that the people, if we have, if nightmare comes, then we cannot be overwhelmed. And of course, by doing that, we need the resources, the money. We cannot do it with our hand, and also the situation our country in.
Okay, you said that place of Dr. John Garang, are there people already whom you put there to be quarantined or still?
No, I cannot answer that because, as I said, I don't believe there is no people there, but I have not been told there is people. It's just we have to get ready.
Apart from coronavirus, which is now the major priority all over the world, what next do you want to do for the people of South Sudan?
As we know, our health, what they call facilities, is not there yet. So for that, I'm going to do. I have to find out, especially from the last work of Dr. Riak Guy. So what he has done and what need to be done in order to improve our health, that is going to be the second priority, especially in terms of, for example, like doctors. Sometime now, I don't know yet, but people now are talking about the shortage of doctors. That one, I have to find out why we short of the doctors. It's just because there is no training, it's just because the security, or the lack of what they call a good payment for the doctors. And this is what I'm going to do. But I cannot do it without going for the research. This is the next priority.
Do you have any other thing maybe you want to say with the people of South Sudan, apart from what you have said?
What I would like to say to the people of South Sudan is only for them to stay calm because of this new news of coronavirus. The coronavirus it sounds scary, but it can be not that scary if you follow the procedure. the procedure, for example, for avoid the crowd and also the cleanliness. You have to clean your hand every time, even and make make house clean or make yourself clean and avoid.